Imagine trying to run a fast casual lunch joint, a candlelit fine dining restaurant, and like a community yoga studio.
This sounds like an absolute nightmare, honestly.
Right. And now imagine trying to do all three of those things in the exact same building on the exact same day.
Most restaurants are just fighting for their lives trying to do one of those things well.
Exactly. But today we are diving into a really cool piece from The Edit. We want to find out how a place in Beacon, New York pulls off this impossible quick change act.
Yeah, it's called the Wild Kitchen and Bar.
And they're making this fascinating case for, well, the room that runs twice.
And, twice almost understates the ambition here. Because you have Wild by Day, which runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week.
Right, so that's like a fast casual canteen for plant-forward lunch bowls.
Exactly. But then from Wednesday to Sunday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., that exact same dining room morphs into Wild by Night.
With shareable plates, entrees, reservations, the whole full table service experience.
Oh, and we cannot forget upstairs. There is a social club running yoga and wellness workshops basically all day.
It is essentially a theatrical quick change artist. But, the trick is not just throwing on a different jacket between scenes.
No, you have to have the next costume already sewn into the lining of the first one.
Yes. And to pull that off without suffering a massive identity crisis, the building itself has to be custom tailored. You cannot just shove all this into a retrofitted space.
Which is funny because Beacon's whole modern revival is built on adaptive reuse, right?
Yeah, like putting a chic boutique in an old Nabisco plant or something. But the Wild went the exact opposite route.
They really did. When they opened in August 2025 on the corner of Main and Schenck, it was this rare purpose-built new construction on a long vacant corner.
Because they needed absolute structural control. You need that to make the logistics of a triple identity building actually function smoothly.
And that need for structural control, it does not stop with the floor plan. It dictates their entire supply chain, like through radical vertical integration.
Because they do not just buy from local farms, right? They outright own one.
Yeah, they own the 180-acre Titusville farm in Poughkeepsie.
Wait, an actual 180-acre farm?
Yes. And honestly, it is the only way the math on this whole operation works out. Think about the razor-thin margins on a daily produce-heavy lunch bowl.
Oh, sure. If you rely on a patchwork of different vendors with varying minimums and sudden price hikes, you just bleed cash.
Exactly. But by owning the farm, they control the costs, the yield, the delivery schedule. It supports both the day and night menus.
That is true land-to-table vertical integration right there.
It really is. And that same rigid control dictates the kitchen, too. They operate under a strict culinary lineage that goes back 14 years.
Starting with Ella's Bella's in 2011, right?
Yep, then moving through Kitchen and Coffee in 2020 and culminating here at the Wild. And because of that history, the entire menu architecture is 100% gluten-free by design.
And they have head baker Jonathan Lemon executing all this incredibly complex science of gluten-free baking.
At an absolute master level, yeah.
Oh, wait, let me push back on that for a second. 14 years of strict gluten-free cooking.
What do you mean?
Well, if I am opening a highly ambitious dual identity restaurant, locking myself out of traditional baking techniques sounds like a massive handicap.
I totally get why you would say that.
Right, like, why handcuff your menu like that? Does it limit their evolution?
It is actually the exact opposite. That handcuff is the scaffolding that lets them flip the room in under an hour.
Oh, because of cross-contamination?
Bingo. Think about a standard kitchen switching from a casual lunch to a high-end dinner. If you have flour flying around all day, you have to execute massive wipe-downs before dinner service to ensure dietary safety.
Ah, so by enforcing a universal gluten-free baseline, the prep stations, the storage, the ovens, they all just flow seamlessly from the 4 p.m. lunch close to the 5 p.m. dinner open.
Exactly. The food constraint actually buys them time and efficiency.
Oh, okay, that makes so much sense. But does that same logic apply to the drink menu?
It applies beautifully.
Because a typical bar usually wants to be everything to everyone, which means a bloated inventory and a super chaotic prep station.
Right. But the bar program here was built by General Manager Jessica Gonzalez, and she brings serious New York City pedigree.
She really does. She was one of the first female bartenders to open the legendary Death & Co., right?
Yeah, and she was the former head bartender when the Nomad won Best Bar Program back in 2014. So she runs this bar with absolute precision.
I definitely noticed that precision in how they handle non-alcoholic drinks.
Oh, the elixirs.
Yeah, you have these incredible $16 cocktails, but right next to them are these $12 non-alcoholic elixirs.
They are not just relegated to some sad, sticky, separate menu at the back of the book.
No, they're given equal real estate as their own category.
And that equal real estate comes from equal respect. These elixirs are botanically grounded, formulated with herbalists.
So by treating every guest's drink with that same depth and co-level discipline, alcohol or not, they streamline their prep.
Exactly. The syrups, the botanical infusions, they pull double duty across the entire menu. Again, the constraint enables the efficiency.
When you look at it from that angle, The Wild isn't just a restaurant, it is a blueprint.
A blueprint for radical vertical integration.
Yeah, because it proves that trying to be two completely different things in one day is not a recipe for an identity crisis, as long as you own the structure.
Right. By owning the farm, customizing the building, and strictly controlling the menu architecture, they just make the impossible room flip look completely effortless.
The physical space might shift its identity at 5 p.m., but the structural discipline never wavers.
It really is a masterclass in operations.
So as you head into your commute today, take a look at an empty storefront near you.
There's always at least one.
Definitely. Think about what other industries out there could completely redefine their business model by running twice in one day.
It is a wild thought.
And more importantly, what would they have to structurally own to pull off that quick change act without losing their identity?